The Toy and Action Figure Podcast on itfigurespodcast.com, part of the Pop Culture Network. I'm Pixel Dan.
I'm Scotty Cash.
I'm Stina.
And I'm your Lord Killen.
What's up, everybody?
Killen.
What's that?
And this is our new video podcast recording us podcasting.
When did this start?
It's a podcast of us
last
podcasting.
Week, if you'd show up, you'd know.
Did he ask your permission?
Mine?
Yeah.
No. Nope, he's got to have a big smiley face.
I signed a piece of paper.
We got to put a. Yeah. We got to censor. No,
I'm like. Face.
I'm like Pauly Shore on Jury Duty. Where he's like, go to this hotel. And he's trying to get her on that censor.
Hey, he did sign a piece of paper that says I can do anything legally to him.
But it was on a McDonald's napkin, so.
Still paper.
Is that legit?
It's
does still that paper. Count?
Yeah, for sure. Of course it is. It's McDonald's.
Hey, can you hand me that, that legit soda?
McDonald's. It's McDonald's, so it's legit.
Let me use my Go-Go Gadget arm.
I appreciate that.
No problem.
Go-Go
I'm about to use
go.
My Go-Go Gadget lips to Go-Go Gadget.
Who am I doing? Who am I doing, Scotty?
Well done. Best impression I've
We're going to stop getting listens and start getting more views.
Oh, for sure.
We're like Howard Stern, dude.
We're like really crammed in this little area.
I know, right? Hey, that's because there's no room in your store. We have too much awesome product that you guys should be buying.
We need to move to a different part of the store because this is like not working right here.
Where are you going to move to, though?
We're going to move outside where there is infinite room.
To where it's so hot outside that you're sweating.
And cars
while
are driving
sitting.
By in the background.
It'll be way awesome in the winter, too.
Maybe we can find a place like a restaurant so we could eat and then.
Eat at the same
eat
time.
And
we'll okay. Find somebody to start hosting.
Not like dirt and the Comaholics thing, you know.
No, we'll need to. We'll have to tell Flo to. Oh, I don't need a refill. Flo got him. I'm recording.
Like those Nerd City dudes. Is that like those pizza places and stuff?
No, not like Nerd City.
They're high class.
Like, yeah. Better.
No. We'll be like exactly like Nerd City, and then we'll get all famous, and then we'll start
like
standing
pizza.
Everybody up.
I was going to say, we're already better than Nerd City because we are sans a Max Minor.
That's true. You know. That is true. That brings you down to at least. Podcasting first day.
Yes.
Christina's like, who's Max Minor? That's what everybody's thinking. That's what everybody's thinking.
Hey, we should make a t-shirt say,
one.
Who's Max Minor?
Hey, yeah, who's Max? Oh my god.
And then on the back it says, just a douchebag.
just some D-bag.
And he'll say, no one knows he didn't show up.
Me.
Hey, you know what I love about our podcast? About every 10 episodes, we have a Max Minor bashing session.
Who is Max Minor?
He's this guy is deep and near to our heart.
He's always hammered.
He hangs out with our really good friend Ben Spencer.
Ben's
yeah,
awesome.
We love
handsome
Ben.
We love Ben.
You know, handsome Ben.
Ben's the man, dude.
Funny, yeah. Handsome Ben.
And he's then always saying witty things.
He makes those awesome Galaxor toys.
I know, he's kind of like an internet
and
god.
And then D-bag face.
An internet
is
god?
Dragging
yeah.
Him down.
Yeah, and he's got that guy that's just holding on to his tailcoats, trying to go somewhere. You know that story.
Yeah. So. Who knows that story?
He's always hammered. Anyway.
Oh my
have
god.
Have I heard stories of this guy?
He's a guy that sure stood us have. Up at the party. Remember that real super awesome party that...
In Chicago.
Everybody
yeah.
was there. And,
I told you about
and,
yeah, you didn't tell me about that.
Michael Jordan was going to be there, and we got there, and it was a comic book store with four people in a keg that didn't work in the back room, and no one knew who Max was.
God,
who?
Great.
Max.
Yeah.
Hey, so-and-so, you know who Max is? Oh, yeah, thanks. That's got the beard. And Max was like, yeah, I'm like hey. VIP. I walk in there, everybody starts just like, yo, I was almost said something
no.
bad.
Hey, when C2E2 rolls around again, we have to have Who's Max Minor shirts for their panel.
Okay.
We have to.
That's
too
done,
far away, though.
That's a
I
done
want to
deal.
Do it now.
That's a done deal. Are they going to be in San Diego?
No, they aren't making
we could,
San
we could
Diego
do that because
year.
We should have our shirt. Oh, no, wait, that's C2E.
That's March.
Wizard World is coming up next.
Wizard World is in, like, 4 weeks.
Yeah.
What?
How ridiculous
so,
is that?
I don't even count that, so.
Are we going to that?
Yes.
Yeah, we'll probably go.
We have a great time there.
Yeah, that's
we stay in the hotel room where we get the free drinks, the happy hour.
Yeah, but that's the only thing that's fun is the after hours. The cons suck.
We have fun. We made it work.
Because of our company, not because of the con.
There's definitely nothing going on there that's, like, noteworthy, that's for sure. But it is fun. I had a good time that
Can we just go there and get hammered?
It's pretty much just a
Max
just
will be there.
Party.
What do you think, Christina? You want to go get hammered?
I'll get hammered.
Well, Max will be at the one coming up, right?
Me and your girl will go up there and just get hammered.
That's what I'm
like. Yeah, great. That's what Kayla says. Yeah, whatever.
No, because you try to sleep with all those guys like you did last time. That was weird.
Me?
Classic Scotty deflection.
She said me? I'm talking about killing.
But I hope not you.
Classic Scotty deflection.
Oh, that's right.
You're not supposed to tell him.
It's all about the chase, she told me.
What do you think about that, Daniel?
That was pretty good. Sneak peek, Scotty.
Sneak peek, Scotty.
Danny, keep that quiet. Keep quiet.
Oh my god.
Do we have any toy news?
Yeah, we do. We got some toy news.
I mean, we just hang out.
We're just hanging out, you know, having a good time.
No dirt. That's it. And that wraps up today's podcast.
No dirt this week, by the way.
No dirt. Oh, hey, let's be honest. There's not going to be dirt most weeks. Last week was like,
Well, it's competing. Who's going to be on first? Is it going to be Rick or Dirt? Who knows?
Oh, good point. Which one of those guys will make it back to the podcast first?
Not Rick.
Not Rick.
It won't be Rick. It'll be Dirt.
Never know.
It probably will. At this rate, it probably won't be Rick.
Next Tuesday.
Oh, sorry, where are you going to be? Boys.
It's the day before we're leaving, so I need to spend time with the people I live with.
We still got to do this. We got to schedule.
No, you all got to do it.
Whatever, we can do it.
It'll probably just be our quick rundown before San Diego podcast anyway.
We'll just do it like we'll do it like we did last week. Can I do a
live remote from my house? Just like, oh, Scotty Cash, like, yeah, I'm here, killing, here live at my house.
Live via satellite.
Are you gonna call in?
Sure,
call her on the line.
Yeah, this is Scotty Cash. I'll hang up and listen.
Okay.
Like it's live. We still need to do that. We need to be Ustreaming this.
We do need to Ustream sometime. Actually, somebody on our forum asked if we would ever consider doing a live fan corner where people can actually ask us questions directly while
we're... Hey, somebody thought... had that idea like a year or two ago.
Yeah, you're right. You totally brought that up a long time ago.
But do we have the people... Like, if we started one, would there actually people
I
show up?
I think so. I think if we schedule it and we...
We'll have Christina do fake board names. So we look cool.
Oh, okay.
So when someone goes in there like, oh, man, this is, dude, like 10 people here. This is tight. Christina's got all these different computers going crazy.
Pixel Dan.
All about Pixel Dan.
Oh.
That's why I like her. That's how it is at home.
That's why he went into the pop culture number star, the P, saying, like, the Pixel Dan Network.
Yes, that's exactly, yes.
I remember you saying that.
No, guys, whatever name we come up with, it has to start with a P. Why? Don't worry about it.
I'm like, how about toysinternational.com? You're like, I don't like it. It ain't catchy.
Hey, all I know is keep Pixel Dan fired. Go ahead and hashtag
that. Hashtag keep Pixel Dan fired. Yeah, great. That's my favorite new trending topic.
So funny.
I didn't even know I got fired, but...
Yeah, you did.
There's this one guy trying to start a trending topic.
He's like that guy in Office Space. He's like, stable? So,
you want your stable? You don't know.
You haven't been paid. I haven't been paid in like.
I thought the squirrels. They were the Mary.
That's you.
That's me.
We got to put your desk down in the basement.
My new trending topic is Beat It Nerd. So I'm just gonna start posting that every time.
I Google Beat It Nerd constantly. So
do you?
Yeah, I always see your stuff.
I know, man.
Oh, that's what
Beat It Nerd.
That's what I was looking for.
All right, let's do this toy thing.
All right,
yeah.
This is a toy and action figure podcast. Here we go.
Half the time.
Whatever. This is what keeps the people listening. Okay.
It's the Living Dead dolls.
They're like, why are you guys talking about that toy stuff? We already read that online. Whatever. All right. So Mezco released production run numbers for their San Diego exclusives. I thought that was kind of strange because
who cares?
Some people do care.
Shut up.
Look.
Who cares?
Just because you don't care about that.
People like Mattel and Hasbro constantly say that for legal issues, they can't tell you how many pieces they make of a certain item.
That's a lie.
And now Mezco's just like, we're going to tell you exactly how many we made of all of our exclusives.
How many is it?
So here we go. Megascale, Thundercats, Lion-O, 500 pieces. Scott Pilgrim, 492 pieces. Already sold out.
So don't try it.
Mezzet's Green Lantern and Sinestro 2-pack, 600 sets. Little Big Planet, Sackboy Beige, 220 sets. Sackboy Blue, 900 sets. Living Dead Dolls Resurrection 5-pack, 300 sets, already sold out. DC Universe Mezzet's Wonder Woman Keychain, 1,000. Living Dead Dolls 13th Anniversary Sadie, 1,002.
Sold out.
Nope, that one's actually not sold out yet.
It will be.
It will be. DC Universe Mezzet's Mega Scale Batman Black, 300 pieces, and Mega Scale Batman Blue, 75 pieces. So, just kind of gives you an idea, I guess, if you're interested in the Mezco.
Now, keep in mind, it does say sold out, but those will be available on the floor still. They have so many set aside for sale at the show.
Is that what that is?
Yes.
Okay.
I really
That's
are.
How Mattel does,
so
right?
If you, yeah. So they pre-sold a certain amount, and they're going to have so much there. I would assume, though, if you went to like the Living Dead Dolls, you got to go there first day.
Oh, dude. They're Living Dead Dolls. Yeah, those are hot. Those really are. I mean,
that lino seemed really small, that number did.
It's the variant. They've got a regular release, too, that's going to be just available through their store.
That's the big one.
Yeah, this is the huge
one. Oh,
that's
the huge one?
And the one...
14 inches.
Yes, 14 inches.
Does it not say there?
No, but that is how big it is. And this is the one that's got, like, the little sword of omens and, like, the open yelling mouth. This is, like, the variant version, so... If you want the regular version, I'm sure the production numbers are much higher, and it's available on their site.
Still thought it would be higher than that.
501. All right, NECA has revealed a test shot of their upcoming Assassin's Creed Brotherhood Ezio figure. So, this will make the third Ezio figure from NECA. They already had two Ezios from Assassin's Creed 2. They had a white one and a black one. And now they're doing one based off of Assassin's Creed Brotherhood. Apparently this one is supposed to improve upon the other releases. He's more articulated. He's got over 30 points of articulation. So fans of the Assassin's Creed... Yep, that's what it says. Fans of the Assassin's Creed games might actually want to check this out. The good news is that they are apparently doing some of the other assassins in this line also. So it's not
finally.
Just going to be Ezio over and over and over again.
I looked at the picture and go, oh, yeah.
There he is again. Yeah, I know. I love NECA's stuff. Always my biggest complaint with them is they like to pick one character and then just do it over and over and over. And I don't understand that. We need more than one guy. More than one guy.
I highly recommend Tea in a Can.
Tea in a Can.
Are you plugging Arizona?
I got paid a little
bit. You got paid a little bit for Arizona tea?
They're sending that hot-ass can in the mail.
Well, you can have this. You talk about it.
You should review it.
For $100, you get everything great that can fit in a can. Arizona tea.
It's not under a dollar.
I had to say that.
You're a liar.
No, no.
You had to
get
say
in
that?
Texas.
That's the line they fed you?
Yeah, that's what they told me.
Okay.
As per our contractual agreement.
It's believable.
It so happened. Whoa, hands.
Whoa, sorry. Whoa.
Are you going to take that?
Take what?
He's
what
touching me.
Where?
Right there.
I didn't do that.
Uncalled for, bro.
Did you see it?
Too far.
No.
Too far.
Yeah, over the line.
That's the line, and you crossed it.
Over the line, bro.
Don't spit.
Put a stop at the finish line. Chase.
This is going to be a burp that hurts.
Just hold in.
Okay.
Next.
Hasbro sent us a bunch of high-res images of their San Diego exclusives.
Seen it.
Yeah, it's all... but no, he's right this time. For once... Killen actually did see this.
What do you mean, see, for once?
That's exactly what I mean.
Oh!
Look,
it got you on the podcast.
Right.
There were a few new things in here I didn't know they were doing. But here's the list. They sent us pictures of the G.I. Joe Starscream Sky Striker with Cobra Commander, the G.I. Joe Zorana, both versions, the Marvel Universe Sentinel, My Little Pony 2011 exclusive, the Spider-Man Mighty Mug. Didn't know they were doing that.
And what's the deal with the way they show it, like, the one that's out of the package doesn't have a mask on, and the one in the package has a mask on. Is there, like, a variant?
I have no idea.
Who knows?
They didn't send any explanation with the pictures.
Is it kind of like the Buzz Lightyear with the thing on his foot?
It might be just like that, yeah. Where, like, so many... I don't know. I really don't know. They didn't send us any explanation with the pictures.
Oh,
like,
you know what?
Speaking
of that, the exclusive variants, I wonder what Mattel is going to do. Remember the Peter Venkman last year? It was an Ecto version?
Oh, yes. Where there was like a green one inserted into every single
And they've done that every year so far.
They haven't announced any variants yet.
They didn't announce that one either. I found that out after I bought so many, and we opened them up, and we're like, oh, there's a variant.
There's a green Ecto Glow or whatever it was.
Yeah, so.
Oh, yeah, you love that.
Oh, so what's next? Who knows? Price Gunny Cash? Variant? Here's
the Star Wars Revenge of the Jedi 14 pack.
How much?
Are you buying that?
I have not decided. They still didn't send us a listing of prices with these. So I don't know if Hasbro. If somebody out there has seen a listing of prices for the Hasbro exclusives, point it in our direction. I can't find prices for the Hasbro exclusives. I don't think they've announced them.
Well, the $50 for the
I think they're just straight like, Star yes, screen. That's the only thing. I've seen that because they showed it at the JoeCon and the Transformers Con. They told us a price on that.
And people were probably irritating the crap out of them, so they had to tell you the price.
So I have no idea what this Star Wars pack is going for. It's 14 figures.
It's going to be $100.
It's got to be 100 easy. Maybe more. Maybe like 130.
It could be 125, 100. Yeah,
well, you're thinking there's 14 figures in there, and those figures are about $10 a piece at the store, and they always boost the price on Comic-Con exclusives anyway.
Plus the case.
It scares me how expensive that's
going to be. Ooh, yeah, they could be like 150.
Yeah.
Ooh, and that'd be a hard decision.
And it is. That's my problem. Because
that's a case price.
Yeah, because my problem is, it's one of those things where this is going to be my only chance to get this.
You're never going to get that on eBay.
Yes. That thing, once it hits eBay, it's going to be outrageous. The shipping prices are going to be monstrous on that. I will never own that thing unless I buy it at the con. But, do I really need it? That's where I'm at right now.
But are you going to regret it if you don't buy it?
Oh, absolutely.
Well, hold on here. You said, do I really need it? Do you really need any of those toys?
You collected them already. Technically not.
You're already in them.
And you're right.
You know what? You got...
I can't believe you said technically
part of your central adult life has been collecting the Star Wars
movies.
And now you're just going to stop.
He called you a freaking nerd on the internet. That's what I got out of that.
Wow! What a jerk!
It wasn't like...
Wow!
You know, sports figures.
Oh, that's you. You
starting
like
lineups.
You like sports figures.
Well, this is Scotty starting lineup cash here.
Scotty starting lineup cash.
Cheers! I'll drink to that.
Here's my decision. I'm buying that thing. I'm going to look at it, and price is going to be a factor. But
price is a factor for me too.
How easy it is to get that thing out of here and get it shipped back home.
That's what I'm worried about.
It's
going
to be huge.
First of all, we have to ship that thing back.
You have to ship everything.
That's
back,
true.
Though.
But like,
it's going to be a convenience thing.
You have no chance of bringing that thing back on an airplane.
It's 7 cards per circle.
Yeah.
And they're all on card. So you gotta imagine 7 cards. That thing's gonna be.
Oh, we saw it at Toy Fair.
You've seen it.
They actually had it out in person. It's a huge box. Well,
why didn't
it
you
stands
just steal
like
that
this
one?
Tall. Because it didn't have the figures in it. It was just the box.
And for one, he couldn't get it on the plane.
You know, see, if we could figure out how many's in a case and we order whatever the case is and we get the full sealed case, that would be so much easier. I don't know. I'm going to see how many nerds are trying to carry it away and how difficult it is for them. And that's how I'm going to decide.
That's how you're going to decide if you get it.
Hey, how much you weigh, nerd? Well, he was having slightly trouble. I'm 10 pounds heavier now. Yeah, give me 2.
So,
I think mine's totally going to be based on price. Because I got to figure out how much money I have to spend.
14 figures.
You're not even considering how difficult it's going to be to carry it?
No.
Because you're going to mail
it
back.
Well, okay, right.
No.
Yeah, okay. But you said it was very difficult to carry it back last time.
Here's the deal. Once we leave the Hasbro booth, I think we're going to have to head straight to the post office anyway. Because we're going to be buying those big Star Screams.
I'm bringing my backpack.
Are you getting one?
He's getting one. I'm getting one. You're getting at least one.
I'm getting all I can get.
So we have to. We're going to get done at Hasbro. And we're going to have to head straight to the post office anyway. So, if I get the Star Wars thing, it's just going to get shipped home anyway. It's just going to matter on how much money do I have to spend, and can I risk spending $150 on the Star Wars thing?
I think you're right. I think $150 is going to be... It's going to be one... But yeah.
That's rough, dude.
I'm thinking... I'm hoping so for like $100. I'm actually hoping for $75. That ain't going to happen. But.
Yeah.
You should hope in this hand and poo in this hand. And see which one fills up faster.
I don't know. They're pretty light.
No.
I'm thinking...
Floaters, bro. Floaters.
I'm hoping for 100, because even 100, I'm like, oh, God. But it's like... That's the one thing that's going to be valuable for some reason.
Well, you need to think it's going to be 150. So when it comes up 125, you're like, well, that's $25 cheaper than I thought.
And think about this. How many Star Wars people are going to be there? They can get them to sign?
That's true, too. If you
you're not going to stand all them lines.
Oh, hell yeah, you would. Why wouldn't you? This is your one chance to be epic.
Epic.
To do something your with
your one
life.
Chance. To do something with your life.
That's my dream. When everybody was little and they wanted to be pilots and they wanted to be doctors.
This is what I'm going
to
do.
I wanted to stand in the Star Wars line and get my toy signed.
I'm going to buy one. I'm going to walk over to AFA and be like, yeah, grade this.
Oh, my God. How much would that cost to get graded?
$400.
More than I want
to. You have to grade that. You better do it.
Oh, hell no.
If you buy that, look, it's part of your legacy, dude.
It would be open and ginormous.
They would open it and
could you imagine how epic that would be, though?
That would be huge.
Because it's too expensive.
Look, no, you're the AFA grading collector guy.
And they might cut you a deal, dude. You're not supporting their kids through college, all your stuff.
You're keeping that place in business. Are you kidding?
Hey, you know what? I'll probably go over there and ask them how much, if they're like,
$100.
$500.
Oh yeah, for sure.
It's gonna be $100.
But if it's like over $200, $300, oh no, I could buy some more of these. You know?
Yeah.
Tell them you need to talk to the manager.
That thing would be. Where would you even put that thing, Mello? You got that thing graded?
Then I don't have to ship it. Yeah, they take it right then and there.
It's in this giant box. Where would you put that thing once you got it back?
Right above your head because you didn't buy one and you're living in your dad every day.
Oh, here he goes again.
He'd be like that.
He'd be upset.
It's beautiful.
I'll just snap one day. I'll come here with a hammer and just start bashing it.
That's what we have cameras for. In the court system.
Are you going to sue him?
Oh, yeah.
You'd be working for free for a year.
Take all them He-Mans.
No, not the He-Mans.
Right to the heart.
Whoa.
You'd be working free for a year.
What else is there? Oh, yeah. The Avengers Mini Mugs 5-pack, another thing I didn't know they were doing.
Why are they still doing mini mugs? I thought they discontinued that.
I think they did it in retail, but apparently not at exclusives.
Hey, I actually like this 5-pack. I don't...
Yeah.
Only because it's one
Jolid.
Giant, together 5-pack in, one case, but the who's in it? Does it say?
The
No. What's the tall guy?
Beetlejuice.
Giant man.
His head is sticking out the top of one of them.
Oh, that's cool. Beetlejuice?
Yeah.
So you got
his head stuck out of the thing when he grew with the long neck thing. You saw it. You saw the movie. You saw it. They know.
Does it not say who's in there?
No, I'm on that list.
Are you going to buy one?
No, shut. I'm not talking to you. Shut up.
Well, then you can't say you like something unless you're willing to put dollars on it.
Why? That is so ridiculous.
Hey, toy buying is like Vegas. You talk with your money,
dude,
okay?
Talk with your money.
Killen only knows dollar signs. That's the only way he talks. That's the way he lives.
Get over yourself.
Get jealous.
Oh, and Transformers Dark of the Moon Optimus Prime and Transformers Prime Optimus Prime.
Oh, yeah.
Two different Optimus Primes. Who's buying them?
You. Is that the one Emiliano designed?
I don't know. Maybe the Dark of the Moon one was one Emiliano worked on, but I'm not... Sure.
Are those like
those
are just the masterpiece pieces? Or
yeah, the Optimus Prime from Dark of the Moon is basically like a big masterpiece type Optimus. He's pretty neat looking, but he's based on the movie design. And then Transformers Prime is the one based on the new cartoon. But
because you're putting some facts out there that you're about to be corrected about.
Oh, I'm sure. Transformers guys are going to be like, no!
It's not a cartoon, it's an animated series.
You're not going to hear nothing on the podcast. All these YouTube people.
All those guys.
You're going to get all the correction and hate in the bottom. Please post it too, because he needs to know.
It's not a cartoon, it's an animated series.
I do need to know. No, this one comes in a box that's shaped like the Matrix of Leadership, and it's got a necklace thing on it so you can wear it around your neck.
Oh, like Flavor
Flav.
And
have like Flavor Flav. So you can have the Matrix of Leadership around your neck.
Okay, cool.
It's interesting.
That's, how much?
100.
I don't know.
Oh, great research.
Somebody on YouTube that knows everything can tell us the Hasbro prices, because I don't know. All right, how about this? Free Vince McMahon action figure when you buy any four Mattel WWE figures.
Listen, I've already...
Who's excited? Who's excited?
I've already bought four. Can't I just have it?
Well, yeah, it says all you gotta do is, here we go. Follow the instructions below and this figure can be yours, but act fast because this promotion's available for a limited time. Buy four WWE Elite Collection, Legends 2-packs, or Defining Moments figures at Toys R Us locations from July 3rd through September 3rd. Figures must be from the SKU numbers listed on the official rules. Mail in the original cash register receipts and the four UPC labels, and $5 for shipping and handling.
$5. $5 Mac Mans.
And then the Mac Man will come to your house.
Hey, I'd take a
Mac Man. Oh, you know what? I was thinking this was San Diego information. I'm like, well, how are you going to do that?
This isn't San Diego.
Hey, I would take
this Mac Man, dude. This is just some regular giveaway that they just announced.
We're talking about something regular, not San Diego? Weird.
San Diego's not until next week, dude. Get over yourself.
Sorry, bro.
You know what? You're not going.
Ooh.
He just kicked you out. What the heck, man? What the heck? What?
You get to go to...
You can't talk to Scotty like that, jerk!
San Bernardino Comic-Con.
San Bernardino. San Bernardino?
What kind of exclusives they got?
You get to go?
That's it?
Yeah.
Exclusive Scotty Cash in attendance.
You get something from such amazing toy makers like...
My throat is so dry.
What is that?
It's right here.
I apologize for the coughing. Oh, this is something we'll talk about in a minute.
Oh. Sorry.
Okay.
I ruined it.
Here we go. You guys talked about this a little bit last week. We have more details now. But Entertainment Earth, as you know, announced their Toys R Us San Diego exclusives. Later on, after they made the announcement, they sent us a listing of the pricing for everything.
That's not how it happened.
Something that Hasbro did not.
That's not how it happened.
Okay, how did it happen, Killen?
Killen went and found the prices and posted Killen it.
Found the prices. So here we go. Prices. Sonic the Hedgehog, Flocked Sonic, $30. Thundercats 8-inch collector figure Lion-O, $40. How much are those going to retail for, the regular versions?
$15.99.
And the exclusive is $40.
$25 difference.
And you're going to buy it.
And all it is a different paint job.
You're buying it.
I'm passing. I'm passing.
What?
I'm going to try hard to pass.
He's going to try hard.
I'm going to try hard.
I'm probably going
to. Once you go there and say, you give him 20.
I'm going to.
And they will tell you to leave.
And then I'll eventually just go, look, Buzz Alien! And then I'll grab it.
Well, that'll be interesting. Huh. I'll make sure I turn the camera on when you go talk to them.
You should.
We'll distract them, and then you can do a spin move like people we know.
Yeah, do. Look, why is that $40 and the Mortal Kombat Raiden figure is only $20?
Maybe that's not right, but it was only...
They're like the...
No, yeah, I looked it up, too.
They're the same scale and everything. Like, why? I don't understand. All right, so there you go. Mortal Kombat Raiden, $20. Marvel vs. Capcom 3 Mini Mates 4-Pack, $20. Halo Platinum Master Chief, $40.
Whoa, that one's kind
of... No, all of that.
Halo Platinum Master Chief figure.
The Mini Mates are like $15 normally, so $5 markup's not like...
Sonic the Hedgehog flocked for $30 is ridiculous.
That is
kind of
high. That's high.
That figure's
$10. That'll be like $10 in the store, yeah.
And then they add that's like $5 flocking.
$20 markup, at least. Star Wars Delta Squad figure set, $50. Masters of the Universe, DC Universe, Bizarro versus Faker, $40.
$4 markup if you don't count tax.
Not that bad. Yeah, because they're $35.99.
But they're going to charge you tax there.
Huh? Well, then I'll start flipping the tables.
We'll be prepared. Get the tables, because it's going to happen.
Okay, well.
Transformers.
Hey, just so everybody knows, they will charge you tax at all these tables. They did last year. They're going to this year.
Yeah, I totally forgot, because I flipped out when Mattel charged me tax just on now on the voucher pre-sales. Like, $25 tax? What is this crap? And I forgot. You're right.
Yep.
They do charge it.
Figure that in, Scotty.
Am I table flipping?
Yes.
Yes.
Table flipping.
Transformers Masterpiece Rodimus Prime is $60. And the Adventure Time Collector Pack is $10.
Hey, have you guys watched Adventure Time?
I have not watched Adventure Time.
It's pretty good.
It's crazy.
It makes no sense.
But I know, it's crazy.
It's great. I love it.
Are you going to buy this set?
No.
Well, listen, if you ain't going to put cash down on the show, don't talk about it.
I'm not talking about the show. You're talking about the toys.
You're not talking about the show.
Hey, don't repeat what I say and try to analyze it. Okay. You just accept it.
All right.
Accept it.
Here's next up. Mini Mates. This is an interesting thing. So, at all these cons, they always give away free Mini Mates every day, right?
Right. That's right.
This year they're doing these new, they're called Calico Jacks Pirate Raiders. It's basically their own line of pirates in Mini Mates form. And what they're doing is every day at noon, starting on Thursday, they're going to give away one of these pirates. So you get the Robert Deal figure on Thursday, Jonathan Barnett on Friday, Charles Vanes on Saturday, and then Calico Jack on Sunday. Every day they're going to be distributed in little bags, like they always do with the Mini Mates. Mm-hmm. But on Sunday, when you get Calico Jack, they give you this box that has a slot for all four figures, so that you can put all four figures in it and have them in a display box.
So we're going to do that, right?
Oh, for sure.
We're going to try to do that.
Here's the problem.
Here's the problem with the Minimate stuff. They only do it, they do it every day at noon, and basically people will line up at their booth well before noon, and they just, you know, they hand them out to everybody in the line until they're gone. So they are not easy to get, especially at San Diego, because there's so many more people there.
Well, let's just go now. Go ahead.
Okay.
And you got to make, and of course, you know, we're probably in panels and different places. Last year, we could have got the Battle Beast every day at noon, but we only made one or two of the days because we're so busy.
Well, listen.
And I really kind of want those, because that's a cool idea.
Yeah, and we don't really like Sween. Can we just send like, Sween?
Oh, Sween.
Just,
he doesn't like Minimates. He doesn't like... He is quoted...
Oh, is he quoted?
I'm saying...
Oh.
Minimates, they're kind
of... Okay. Oh, yeah, we were at Denny's. He's like, you know how you guys hate Transformers? Yeah. I hate Minimates just like that. I remember that.
And, oh, pirate stuff, too?
Oh, he also
pirates don't even make sense.
Pirates.
I was like, okay.
Whatever you say, Sween. That's what we said.
Okay.
Tweets
the
wrong.
Whatever you say, Sween. I said, just bring my $5 to the con.
Why does that guy owe you $5?
Yeah, oh, we can't say.
Oh, okay.
It's all about dollar signs.
Something to do with Saturday.
Oh, good.
Inside joke.
Okay. All right, so Mattel, this came out of nowhere. They just announced that July 15th, which was originally supposed to just be like two figures. July 15th was going to be like Clawful and their JLU Stripe figure. Now they've decided that July 15th, in addition, is also the All-Star Sale. So basically, they've decided that they're just going to have all the stuff that they've had in the store at one time and just put it back for sale again. So for anybody that's missed any of this stuff, here's your chance to grab it again. Here's what they've got.
He-Man.
6-inch Ray Stantz. 6-inch Winston Zeddemore with Trap. 6-inch Peter Venkman. 6-inch Egon Spengler with PKE Meter. 6-inch Walter Peck. Then they've got all four of the 12-inch Ghostbusters on sale. And then for Masters Classics, they've got He-Man, Skeletor, Battle Cat, Zodak with a K, Hordak, Trapjaw, Evil Lyn, Panthor, and She-Ra. So basically, all the heavy hitters.
That's a
like,
dream come true for someone that's just not getting
boom,
in.
Boom! All the heavy hitters are on sale that day.
You're going to spend a lot of money, but you're catching right back up.
And then DC Universe is the Darkseid Caliback 2-pack and the JLU Parademon 2-pack. So all this great stuff is going back on sale on the 15th.
In addition to your 15th.
In addition to, yeah, Clawful and Stripe from JLU, and
that's
I think
awesome.
There was also a couple other reissues.
Reissue
that
of.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Off the top of my top 10.
I don't remember. But you were just talking about needing a Skeletor, and now you have a chance to get a Skeletor.
No, I got one, though.
Oh, did you get one?
Yeah.
From who? Just before this one.
Oh, Orko the Wizard.
I have one.
Well, I bought some Legos, and he's.
Orko the Wizard! High five, bro, for hooking up Killin.
He is from the land of the Danish.
Yeah, so exactly.
Land of the Danish?
Land of the Danish. Mm,
the breakfast thing.
Danish.
I know what a... never mind.
So just as Scotty said, though, if you guys are just not getting into any of those lines, that's your chance, man. I mean, it kind of sucks that it's right
very,
at the same time as San Diego,
it's
but...
It's very expensive.
Do you remember last year when we went to the con and they had all these figures on sale
but they
with
didn't
their
list
booth?
Them?
Yeah, okay, that was the other thing. At Mattel last year, they actually... when you get in line, they give you like a little catalog, and you're flipped through, and you're like, man, this stuff was announced.
Yeah.
And you're looking at it like, whoa, here's all these figures that were missing.
I wonder if they're going to do it again, or if they're just doing
just
it this way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, it was, I don't remember where it was, but they talked about like a day or so before, maybe the day it started, like, hey, we have these figures at our booth.
Yeah.
And it was like, we have 6 She-Ras left, we have, you know, 4 Man-at-Arms.
Because Killen ended up loading up on a bunch of the guys he didn't have yet.
Yeah, he stole them. Remember, he snuck out the back.
Snuck out the back.
He's a Killen's a backdoor kind of guy.
Yeah, I was that guy. I had a cart full of the exclusives, and I was flicking everybody off in the line.
Oh, you! That was you!
That was me.
Scalpor.
That was me.
Scalpor! That's right.
That was me.
All right, last bit of news for the day. This was kind of... Because I don't think there was an actual announcement for this. I might be wrong. I stumbled upon this when I was looking at the sales stuff on Matty Collector for their vouchers. The Hot Wheels Back to the Future vehicle got revealed. They just put the pictures on the sale page. The first time they had released them. So, that plutonium case that they've been showing everybody saying that they can't tell you what's inside, well, there's pictures on the site now so you can see what it is. Basically, it's a really cool, like, collector case that has the DeLorean inside, like, driving down the street in front of the clock tower with the flames coming out of the back of it. And it's actually a really cool-looking little set, so...
It was a cool set, but I didn't think it was worth the price tag.
Right, I'm confused.
35, I think.
Yeah. To why they waited till it was out to show the pictures. Because, like, I would think that...
If they would have hyped it a little bit.
Oh, it's not selling out. Maybe we better show the picture so people buy it. Nope, they waited until it sold out and then showed the picture.
Well, no, it was up.
It was up when you could order it. Yeah,
yep, it was up with the sale. So,
I looked at it. I was like, isn't this supposed to be a mystery? And I was like, well, if they're showing it now, they must have revealed this. You know,
what about the variant?
See, and I never saw reveals.
Oh.
So,
but there's a variant with a little Marty McFly.
Oh my God, give it to me.
Get ran over.
That's what she said.
I'll take it.
Or it won't be the DeLorean. It'll be the Doc and the terrorist shooting.
That sounds cool too. I'll take it. All right, let's take a quick commercial break, and then we're going to talk a little bit about that Maddie sale, because that was kind of chaotic. So we'll be right back.
Hey, I would.
Hey, guys, I'm Rob Bass, calling all my comic book fanatics to come check out Comic Nation TV the last Friday of every month, as well as Comic Nation TV comic news every Friday on the Pop Culture Network.
Hi, I'm Alan Price.
And I'm Chris Finn. I also do a podcast called Master Universe Chronicles.
But we're not here to talk about that.
Will He-Man and She-Ra have also been on the show?
To my vain and to the annoyance of my entire life, yes, this is Operation Retro Shock, and he managed to get me to let He-Man on the show.
Ah, the power, you see.
But He-Man is not what we mainly cover. We cover loads of retro things, be it the 80s, the 90s. I know you can't really class the noughties as retro, but we'll talk about stuff from then anyway.
We're not naughty though, right?
No, we're far from naughty.
Okay.
But we cover things like Back to the Future, Doctor Who, Star Wars, Batman, you name it. We'll either have done it or gonna do it.
Yeah, so obviously you listen to podcasts that's on popculturenetwork.com, very much like ours. Ours is uploaded, 2 weeks out of four on a Sunday. So then you can listen to all the retro goodness, and you can even contribute if you want to. You can head over to the Pop Culture Network forums and type in there what you'd like to see. Heck, you can even buy a t-shirt with an Operation Retro Shock logo on it.
And you could be entered in the competition. So yes, join us every other Sunday for some retro goodness.
Oh yeah, dig it!
Are you a fan of Mattel's Masters of the Universe toy line? How about Princess of Power, New Adventures of He-Man, or 2000X Masters of the Universe? Hey guys, I'm Pixel Dan, and my new show, Power and Honor, the World of Masters of the Universe Toys, takes a look at all of the above-mentioned lines. In every episode, I'll take a look at a different action figure, vehicle, or playset from the world of He-Man. It's a great place where you can reminisce about your favorite toys from the past or even learn some things that you may not have already known. A new episode airs bi-weekly on He-Man.org and PopCultureNetwork.com. Swing by and check it out. Good journey.
What it is, friends. Sween Hollick here, inviting you to join me every Monday for Radical Retro Turtle Toy Talk. What's that, you ask? Radical Retro Turtle Toy Talk is my weekly video series in which we take a look at my favorite toy line of yesteryear, Vintage Playmates Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. If you're a green teen goer, I'm betting you'll have a great time getting reacquainted with old friends or meeting new ones for the first time. That's Radical Retro Turtle Toy Talk at www.radicalretro.com, part of the Pop Culture Network.
Welcome back from the break!
If you go to www. I got nothing.
You got nothing.
Scotty needs cash, or what is it?
No.
Scotty needs cash.
PopCultureNetwork.com/podcast.
/podcast.
.mpeg.
Abstract. .spawn.com.
I'm gonna love a white girl. I'm gonna love a white girl.
What is that? That's not on the website.
No,
not yet.
It's from, what's the name of that movie? Miss March.
Miss March, yes.
Never heard of it. Good stuff. Is that, you talking about the one with Tom Hanks where he played Forrest Gump?
That's it. Huh. That's the one.
So Lieutenant that was, Dan.
You guys remember when we played with that helicopter thing? That was fun.
Yeah.
I think we killed it.
You wrecked it.
That's what we did during
the break. I crashed
it. For anybody that's wondering.
Yeah, so for the people that watch the YouTube version of Hit Figures, you got to see us playing with one of our new products that we have on the store. For all of you just listened to audio stream, you didn't get it.
I didn't get it.
So that, you had to listen to the commercial.
Is that like an Easter egg?
Yeah. Exclusive content for
exclusive
the
video
version.
Content, yeah.
All right, so here's what I want to talk about. We just got on yesterday, and we did our Maddie Collector San Diego pre-sale vouchers. And, well, it was MaddieCollector.com, so we pretty much knew what we were getting ourselves into from the beginning.
Not really, because the last few times have been so smooth.
That's true, and I've been reading a lot of the reports of people that are on there, and a lot of people did fine. They didn't have any problems. Of course, you and I experienced all the problems when we went through it.
Maybe they just came in randomly instead of...
Yeah, it must have been.
Like, at 5 minutes till, you know, I was.
Yeah, so... of course, it started with the white screen of death. I was expecting that since this was one of those big sales. You know, we got there, boom, we're waiting for it to refresh. Over and over and over and over, and you finally get through. I got through on mine. I was able to add the numbers of everything right to the cart, no problem. Once I got to checkout, I had to wait for the refresh screen again, of course. But once I got to checkout, I was like, perfect, I got everything. Put in my credit card information. Well, actually, I just used the credit card information that was saved on my account.
That you've used.
Yes.
Numerous
times
before.
That I've used in the past, plenty of times. I hit, you know, I've typed in the stupid little CAPTCHA phrase that you have to type in now. And I hit submit. And boom! Payment authorization failure. It's not the first time I've had this stupid problem. The last time I had this problem was when I tried to order Battle Cat, and it sold out on me, and I never got through, if you remember
that.
Because
of mine, that's right. Because you hate me.
Yes, because I hate you.
That's true.
So I'm like, good, awesome. And I just try it again, and boom, payment authorization failure. I'm like, this is ridiculous. So I try my other card, which, you know, these both link. Like, I got my PayPal card and I got my bank card, both of which have the money in their accounts to pay for this stuff. I try the PayPal card, boom, same thing, payment authorization failure. I was like, you have got to be kidding me. I did this over and over again. Every few times I kept switching back and forth on the cards, I just kept getting this error every time.
Were you freaking out?
I started to. Because I was like, this sale's been going for almost a half hour now. This stuff is going to sell out. I'm going to lose this stuff.
I started getting scared because I emailed you like...
you, yep.
Because usually I get an email like, got it, something like that. But I was like, well, he ain't emailed me yet.
So finally I pick up the phone to call Damien. Because I'm like, well, maybe he's still trying to order his stuff right now too. Let me see where he's at. So I called Damien, and I'm like, hey, I can't get through on my order. Do you think you can add this me and Scott and Doug's stuff to yours, and I'll just forward you this money, and we can take care of it? And that's what Damien's like, yeah, I'll do that, but what problems were you having with yours?
That'll happen.
Well, I was still just finishing my first order, and the problem I was having is, you know, of course, you get the white screen of death until 10 minutes, and then finally when I was able to put things in the cart, I put the all the stuff I wanted, and then I was like, you know what? I'll put Stay Puft in there, just one. That's fine.
Stay Puft.
And then I went to check out, and all of a sudden it says Stay Puft and Marlena are not allowed into your country. I was like, what?
Not available in your country.
I was like, no.
Yeah.
So I go back and I try to re-edit the cart, which takes me back to a white screen of death for another 10 minutes. And I'm starting to go, oh my god, this stuff's gonna be gone. And so I took it out, and I just tried, okay, like, I don't want no Stay Puft. I put the Marlena in there, and I checked out, and I was like, thank God. And then you called.
Yeah.
So I got my first order in, and then I'm like, you're like, hey, can you get the stuff for me? I'm like, okay, fine. So I went to go place another order, and I tried to Stay Puft again, same problem. I was like, well, obviously, we can't get him.
What does that even mean?
He's not allowed in our country.
Not available in your country?
It's
are you kidding me?
Somehow restricted. I don't know, whatever.
And this was when he was still in stock. He wasn't sold out.
Not yet.
He was in stock, and it was saying, not available in your country. And I saw other people reporting the same problem, so it wasn't just you. Other people ran into that.
Yeah, I was like, you know what? I'll make a decision when I'm there if I'm going to buy him, whatever. But, yeah, so then I placed the order for the additional things, and then as soon as I hit the submit button, it says, thank you for your order. He calls me, yeah, I don't need you to do that anymore.
Well, yeah, let me see. Thanks. So what happened was...
Thanks.
Because I'm on the phone with Damien.
I didn't even know that.
No, yeah, because I'm on the phone with Damien, and I'm like, you know, can you get this? And he's like, yeah, well, I'm trying to get through, but go ahead and give me the numbers of everything you need. I'm like, okay, I need this, this, and this, and this. While I'm talking to him, I'm still, like, trying on my end to see if it would go. And at the end of the conversation, I was on the white script refreshing page. So I'm like, all right, cool. Well, you know, try to get those ordered for me. And I get off the phone, and I'm sitting there, and I'm waiting for it to refresh. I'm waiting for it to refresh. And then it stops refreshing, and it says, order completed. And I went, really? Now it's done. So I text him right away, and I was like, don't order them. I got them. And he's like, well, too late. And I'm like, good. Awesome. Now I feel like
a jerk.
He said that he ordered the maximum on the Marlenas anyway, and you ordered the maximum on something else anyway.
Poly Pockets.
Yeah, so he was just going to give us...
You had to order the back-end features?
Yeah, the only thing you got the extras of, right, were the... No, because the back-end features already sold out.
Yeah,
so
gone.
I got lucky, because I got the Back to the Future cars for Dirt. When he placed his, it told him they were sold out.
Oh, wow.
So the only thing extra he really got were those Polly Pocket sets.
Which you can just give to me for free.
So here's basically what I got. I got 9 Marlenas.
9 Marlenas?
Uh-huh.
I
got 7 Voltrons.
Wow.
I have... 3 of the Swamp Things.
300.
And then I got 9 of the...
300 Swamp
And then I got 9 of the Polly Pockets.
So, how many of those are spoken for already?
I'm sending 1 to Chris Vint.
Yeah, Chris Vint!
He's getting 1 of the Marlenas.
Lucky!
I'm keeping 3 Marlenas for the grading thing I do. And then the rest of them I'm putting on...
5 left.
For pre-sale on the web store. So you should... If you guys are looking at the web store, hopefully... By the time you're watching this or listening to this, you'll see them on the web store for pre-sale. Here's what we're going to do.
$1,000.
Every year we buy a couple extra and just sell them on the site.
Scalpel?
And it, basically, this is you helping. It's kind of like a donation to us, but at the same time, you're getting the San Diego exclusive. So here's probably what's going to happen. We're not going to get too ridiculous with the pricing. We're just going to follow what current values are. Typically, that's about double. But you got to consider this. You go, oh, I don't want to pay double. But the cost of going to San Diego, you have to buy the item, you have to pay the tax there. Then you got to ship it back, and then we have to sell it to you, and then pay tax again for selling it in our store, and then ship it to you. So it's a very expensive thing, so please keep that in mind if you're looking at the prices going, oh, it's too high. Well, you know, really, we're not making very much, you know, $10.
Yeah, he's not wrong, because we have to think about all that stuff we have to pick up over there. Even our own exclusives, we have to ship those back, because there's no way we can carry those around with us the whole week, and there's no way we can bring those on the airplane with us. So we have to pay to ship them back, and then if we're sending them out to anybody, we have to pay to ship them to you, too. So, yeah, there is a lot of cost in this, actually.
So, I mean, we're not getting too ridiculous with it, but they're probably going to be about double price is what the average is. But at least you get to, you know, you're probably going to pay close to that on eBay if you're buying them that way anyways.
Yeah, there's no doubt.
If not more.
If you don't pre-order that, you're going to pay $50 for Marlena. Easily.
Easy.
If you wait till after the con, you're going to pay $50 for that. So you just got to wager $50 for Marlena or $425 for a plane ticket, sold out tickets, unless you got your tickets last year. So,
hotels.
Yeah.
Which are very expensive in the area because of the con.
Yeah, food. Yeah.
Taxi.
Yeah, there's a lot. There's a lot that.
So, you know, just go ahead and think of, you know, hey, you're probably going to buy this somewhere else. Why not buy it to us and help a little bit? I mean, it's not going to make a huge difference in our financial situation, but.
And if you pick up a couple of them, then you might be able to move back into the country so you can get Stay Puft.
That's true. That's true.
Dude, I just don't understand. What does that air even mean? I don't think Mattel's even.
You're sketchy. Killing sketchy.
They haven't even released anything saying, like, what that was all about. Like, what kind of an error is not available in your country?
I bet.
This is a San Diego exclusive. It's only available in our country. What does that even mean?
I bet it sold out and the error message was messed up.
That could be, I guess.
It wasn't.
Right, well, that's probably why, but it wasn't sold out because the wrong error message was up. It was probably sold out and that's why you're getting that error message.
I thought for sure they just pulled that item off the cart because it was messing up the carts and that's why it said sold out.
That's happened before.
So when we were watching it, like, the first things that sold out were the Back to the Future Hot Wheel and the Frankenberry Hot Wheel. Those two were the first to go.
That's surprising.
Everybody wants the Frankenberry.
I was surprised, too, until Scott said that they probably just didn't make as many of those as anything else. And you're probably right. But still, I mean, like, I guess the Back to the Future one, yeah, I could see that. But the Frankenberry really surprised me that was sold out before anything else. I was like, what?
I mean, I like it. It's just a little too pricey.
$25. Yeah, if it was cheaper, I would have bought that.
A Hot Wheel.
$25 is a lot of money for a Hot Wheel car. So, the box was neat, and I like Frankenberry. If it was $10, I probably would have thought about it.
That's a $10
item.
Or
if it would have came with some actual Frankenberry.
Oh, my God. You walk around the convention just munching on the Frankenberry.
Who's your Tyler Hack?
Here's my exclusive Frankenberry. Oh,
no. You know you'd be doing that.
Oh, for sure.
You love Frankenberry.
Your name is Frankenberry.
You get an exclusive Animeal.
Yes, exclusive Animeal. But yeah, those two sold out, and then Stay Puft was right after that. And then all the rest of the stuff stayed there for most of the day.
Marlena's gone now.
Yeah, now Marlena is sold out.
Voltron?
No, he's still fine.
Yeah, who knows?
Swamp Thing is listed as almost gone. The Polly Pocket set is almost gone. And the Carol Ferris Barbie is almost gone. Everything else is still in stock. So that's kind of surprising.
As of recording right
As now. Of recording this. So
Swamp Thing's almost gone, right?
He's almost gone.
Did you say that?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Swamp Thing is almost
Sometimes
gone.
I don't listen.
Yeah.
I hear, I just don't listen.
So if any of you guys are going and you haven't done the pre-orders yet, you might still want to think about getting some of those things, because it's way easier doing this than standing in the lines.
Yeah, I'm probably going to add a bunch of items that is available there that you could pre-order. And then if anybody takes his pre-orders before we go, I'll just pick the item up and ship it to you guys when we get back. And that I'm going to put as many items that I know I can buy right off the shelf as possible out there. But if there's anything specific that you know about that's not listed, you can send me an email. And, you know, of course, we're going to have to probably charge you, you know, probably, what, double? Or some will negotiate some kind of price and however that works
Triple.
Out. I'll let you give me quadruple. And I'll mail this to you.
And
then I'll
you.
Pick up what pretty much any item you need or want, and then we'll just we'll ship them all back, and then probably a day or two after the con ends, we'll get them back here, and we'll send them right out to you.
Yeah, that's what also sucks. Even though I didn't get to go to the con with you guys the last few years, I like seeing your guys' stuff too. So your stuff didn't get here till like 3 or 4 days after
us. Yeah.
Like, hey, that's you guys.
That stuff sucks too, because we got back from the con, and we're like, we can't even play with our new toys because they're still in the mail. We have to wait 3 days.
How insane would that? I'm not even going to say it.
It's going to happen.
No,
he's going to do it. It's going to happen.
It's only because it occurs during a weekend.
No,
so.
I'm saying, like, what if it gets lost? What if?
No.
We insure it.
That's a nightmare. You don't think about that.
It is FedEx, right? You have insurance on that.
It's FedEx. It's to our company account. It's pretty safe. I've never lost anything with FedEx.
Yeah, but so it's insurance. All right, fine. So
we don't get our items back.
I know.
And we have them professionally packaged by the FedEx staff.
Yeah.
Off
yeah.
location. Not at the con, but actually.
Yeah. There's a fine tip for all you folks out there. You guys keep asking us for tips. If you're buying a bunch of stuff and you want to ship at home, don't use the FedEx office that's in the convention center. They have at least a 50% markup on their shipping costs.
Way more. Probably like 200%.
More. Like, they have a convenience fee that they charge on top of the already inflated prices, just because they're inside the convention center.
But
we looked at the prices. I couldn't believe how much they were charging to ship stuff home.
How much?
Oh, what was the cost? Do you remember, like, a good example?
It was boxes. To use their boxes, they were charging, like, $8, $9 a box. And then you were paying, like, 2 to 3 times the normal FedEx rate, and plus you were paying a handling for them to package your item for you or whatever, or you could do it yourself because they had that option.
Mm-hmm.
But they were charging like an extra $10 just for that. So you were paying crazy prices to ship stuff back.
Here's an example. Even though this isn't from San Diego Comic-Con, this is on the same lines. A good example: Ryan Porter on our site.
Oh, geez.
He hooked me up with the Star Wars Celebration exclusive, which was the Forlom Zuckus 2-pack, which was a Star Wars figure 2-pack in a box. It was like this big. And he shipped it to me, and he ended up using the FedEx location that was in the convention center to ship it back to me. It cost him like $35 or $40 to ship that box to me.
Yeah.
It should have cost like $6.
Yeah.
So
as far as San Diego goes, like, let's say 4 blocks from the building is a post office, and maybe like 4 blocks in the other direction is a FedEx building. Outside of the Wave Convention in the Gas Lamp District. So
yeah, that's what we did. We
take the cab, walk the distance. It's nice out. There's cool stuff to see anyways. It's worth it.
We walked out of the hotel where the Mattel pickup thing was with all our bags. We stopped one of the cab drivers that were at the front of the hotel that are just waiting to pick people up. And we just said, is there a FedEx place nearby? And they were like, yep, there's one right at the end of the Gas Lamp. And we're like, take us there. And he drove us there.
Well, I went to that FedEx Center. And I was asking him, hey, I got an account. Can you guys just, you know, basically don't rip me off and just ship my stuff using my account? And they're like, no, we got to rip you off. So I took their little, they had like a FedEx brochure. And in that brochure is a map of the San Diego, and it shows all their different offices. So I took that map, and I was like, oh, well, hey, there's a center not that far away from here. Let's go.
It wasn't that far.
Hey, her name tag even said, hello, my name is Rip You Off.
Yeah. And it was still, I mean, we still needed a cab because we had so much stuff. Walking would have sucked. But we could have walked,
We took a hotel shuttle to a hotel that we weren't staying at.
Yeah.
So
they didn't care. I mean, they still charge you for it. So
they thought we were staying there because we just walked up like, oh, just got all this stuff from take us to.
We just said, yeah, we had them shuttle us to the FedEx. We dropped everything off.
You guys are crooks. You guys are dirtbag.
No,
crooks.
We had to pay for the shuttle.
It was more like a tip.
We tipped the guy.
Like, we gave him like $10. It was only a couple
You're
blocks.
A crook.
And it was a couple blocks. We walked in. We dropped everything off with your account. They packaged everything for us.
Yeah, we just took it in and said, "Here's the account number. Here's and this
how
is where it's going." Now? We just gave him all the bags and we left.
Hey. Yep. Hey, how you sleeping?
Very, on a pile of money.
Okay.
And then we just walked back to the convention center. Because the Gaslamp's a cool district. Yeah, I like walking through there anyway. And there's a shopping mall there that we'll probably stop at.
And food courts, I heard. Or
there's
restaurants.
Restaurants everywhere. Well, there's restaurants. Bars everywhere.
That we'll have to be eating at because I'm not eating inside the con for $1,000.
Oh, no. Don't even bother, dude.
You need a hot dog and a soda?
Yeah, I got one hot dog at the convention last year. Absolute mistake. I don't even know why I bothered. It was awful. It was way too expensive. No, man. We will walk down. If I got to spend money on food, we'll walk down to one of those bars and we'll get something in one of the bars. Because
all the
places that we ate at in the Gaslamp were really good.
I mean, and they were fair.
We ate at the Spaghetti Factory. We ate at that. We ate at that one bar twice.
Hey, how far is Legoland from where we're going to be staying? Why don't we check that out?
That's. I don't know, dude.
It's in San Diego.
The con is so busy.
Yeah, it's...
We didn't have time where, like,
forget
we didn't
that
have
con.
To do.
Forget that con. Yeah, we didn't have time to break away from that convention the whole time last time. So.
Dude, we'll just forget... Just skip it. We'll go get our stuff. We'll take a picture or two of somebody.
To Disneyland?
Of somebody.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, we're going to Disneyland.
Yeah?
No.
I'm not allowed to go.
We'll take Facebook pictures and send them to Christina. Oh, we're having fun.
I bet I would come home divorced.
That's all right. We'll get you Minnie Mouse while we're there.
Right.
God, Princess Jasmine.
It's a dream come true. Whatever you want.
Yeah.
Princess Jasmine.
Don't throw bottles at me.
We'll tell him it's your birthday.
Like, this is my boy's birthday. He wants to marry you.
But don't ask Peter Pan. That doesn't work.
What? Why would I? Don't ask Peter Pan.
That was a Red Robin story.
Yeah. We get. I got it.
Oh, yeah. Inside jokes. Yeah, right. Inside jokes
hey,
again.
Scroll back. Scroll back a couple of figures. You get it.
Got it. Scroll back.
Go to a King County episode. So.
All right.
What else? And be sure to bring your own drinks and stuff, because you're not going to want to pay the $5. You're paying, like, if you were going to watch a movie, basically, hey, for snacks.
But you don't get free refills.
Yeah.
You don't even get free refills at the movie theater
that's
now
true.
Anyway.
That's true.
Listen,
you don't anymore.
Don't contradict me.
AMC sucks. All
right.
You're embarrassing him.
Not hard to.
On the internet.
So, yeah, there's that. And like I said, the town surrounding the con, the Gaslamp, there's, like, all the companies go out there and they'll rent out buildings and they'll set up concerts, they'll set up gaming centers. So you don't even have to go to the con. You can just go across the street and, like, spend all day doing something for free.
If you go to San Diego and you buy a plane ticket and you don't go inside the con, you're an idiot. If you go all the way to San Diego, California, and you're just walking across the street to the gaming stuff, you're a moron.
Well, there's more than that. Like, last year there was the Scott Pilgrim concert.
Yeah, there is a lot of stuff going on.
Cool.
There was the Jackass 3D guys were there.
Ooh. Flynn's Arcade. Oh, my!
Hey,
it's not going to be there again this year. I wish it would be, though.
Yeah.
So did they have WrestleFest?
Flynn's Arcade was awesome.
Hey, do you remember those tokens we got?
Yeah.
They're selling them on eBay for like $40.
The token pouches?
People are paying $40 for
it. I want to keep mine, though. I don't want to sell it.
What is it?
Crazy.
They gave us, as a souvenir, when you walked into Flynn's Arcade, they gave you this little blue pouch with the Tron logo on it, and it was full of tokens.
How
that
much?
Said Flynn's Arcade on them.
For
and
free?
You didn't, yeah, for free. And you didn't... The video games didn't actually...
And there's a machine there? You drink
for
free?
Yeah. The video machines didn't actually use the tokens. All the games were free. All the soda machines were free. What?
I want to go.
It was awesome.
No,
that's what
it's
saying.
Stupid. You don't want to go.
I wish it would be there, because last year they were promoting Tron huge, so, you know, it probably won't be there again this
and
year.
And we got some magazine for you. That
they gave you a magazine. In the back of the arcade
was
like a bar. Yes, it was Playboy.
Sweet.
No, yeah, so you got the arcade, and then you went and saw scenes in the movie from the
you
first
one. You
got
to see props and stuff.
And then you get to step into the bar and Tron.
Yeah, it's the bar from the movie that you actually got to hang out at, and they weren't serving alcohol, but they were serving Cokes. and they were like Coke Zeros, and they were just giving them to you for free, you know, and they were actually in bottles. It was pretty sweet. It was awesome, man.
I drink like 50 of them.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Pound it.
Yeah, it was a good time. I would love to see that again. It's probably not going to be there, though.
Nope, it's not.
Boo. Disney. For sure? Bring it back, Disney.
For sure it's not?
No, I don't know.
I guess not for sure, but I'm... I don't know, because...
So, is that arcade from the Tron movie, then?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, you definitely want to keep that.
It's Kevin Flynn's arcade.
And it was weird, they had, like, all these dudes in suits outside, like, they were the Matrix dudes.
They had, like, security guys, yeah, seriously.
All over the place. Outside.
Hey, how many coin pouches you got?
Yeah.
Just got the
one. Hey, no, me and Damian walked in, and we walked through it the first time, you know, and then you exit out the back when you come out the bar, and we walked back around, and we were like, let's go back in and see if we can get more pouches. And we walked in, and they were like, welcome to the arcade! And they handed us more pouches. We're like, yeah, thanks! So we walked in and just walked back out.
You, if you have more than one, then?
Yeah, but he gave one to Dirt, and I gave one to my brother.
Forget me and
Christina. Yep.
I only got one.
I gave it to Dirt.
How do you not give it to Dirt? Like the Tron did.
Who cares about Dirt?
Not me, I'm just saying.
Not him, he's just saying.
Oh, okay.
So that was cool. So yeah, I'm you know what? I'm just ready to get out of here. I'm so sick of hanging out here right now.
I'm ready. We got a week and one day. I'm pumped.
I can't believe it's so close already. God, it's just creeped up on us.
I need to get away. I need
Christina's
a little
sad.
Break.
Why? Look how sad she is.
I get left for a week.
You can hang with Gwen. She'll be she's
hang with Ry.
Rylan's leaving to go with her grandmother
again.
Because Gwen's got to work, so she'll be by herself. You guys can tell sad
you
stories.
You wish she'll be by herself.
Sad.
She's having parties, like episode 100. The dudes everywhere, naked on the table.
What?
Yeah,
we know you do.
Yeah, I'm talking about things that don't normally happen. Like, she's not. There's always the softest party.
Hey,
going
listen,
on
like,
around.
Hey, Sissy, listen, I'm trying to eat my cereal. Dude's got his dinghy on your face. You can't say dinghy.
Oh my god, we're getting into
it's
new,
a boat.
New realms on this show. Wow.
It's.
Oh, that's funny.
Dingy is not a cuss word.
Dingy. Oh, my God. All right.
You just got your dingy juice on my frankenberries.
Dingy, dingy, dingy.
That's gross.
Oh, my God.
Go ahead, get your guy.
It's nutritious.
Oh!
Okay.
Okay, too far.
That's what I heard.
Yep.
That's what I heard. I read that on the internet.
I think on that note.
Some guy quoted that on YouTube.
I think on the YouTube. Probably. All right, I think on that note, we're going to end today's show. So, all right, guys. As always, make sure you are checking out PopCultureNetwork.com on a daily basis for lots of original content, including videos and podcasts on comic books and action figures and all the things you love. While you're there, register for the forums where you can talk about this show, It Figures, you can ask questions for that new toy smell, and you can just chat it up with a bunch of really cool geeks and nerds who like all the same things as you. And while you're there, don't forget to click on the store link on the front page so you can check out the brand new Pop Culture Network web store that we just launched. So we are no longer using the eBay format through the site, so if that scared you guys away...
we are still using it. I said
through the site.
Also using...
That's right. We have a web store now, so that way anybody that was scared of the eBay store, fear not, we have an actual web store now. So
now we'll mess everything up, not
that's
eBay.
That's right. So we have tons of items in stock. We have lots of video games... We have lots of action figures and toys. We get new comic books every Wednesday. We have lots of DVDs, so plenty of things for you guys to check out and buy. If you enjoy this show and everything that we do, the best way to help support us and send us to places like San Diego is to shop at our store.
Bacon ain't free.
Bacon ain't free.
And we're not bacon taking food stamps, or we are?
You are.
Link card.
You are.
You know what? I decided not this time.
No, not this time. Okay, not this time.
There's gonna be problems last time with food stamps.
Traveler's checks are okay.
IOUs? Not okay.
IOU. You're gonna wanna keep that one. That one's for a lot of money.
So we always get guys asking us how they can donate to our cause. Well, guys, the best way to do it is just to shop at the store. That way you get something out of it as well. You know, you get something, we get a little bit of cash in return to help out, you know, with the cost of the site. So that's the best way to do it, you know?
We don't want your handouts.
Buy stuff at the store.
What am I, stupid? My dad's not a cell phone.
Happy birthday to the ground.
All right.
All right, guys, that's going to wrap up this week's episode of It Figures. So until next Wednesday, before Comic-Con. I'm Pixel Dan.
I'm the Comic-Con variant Scotty Cash.
I'm Stina.
And I'm your Lord Killer.
We'll see you guys next week.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, this is the part where we dance.